Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Dirty's Daily, baby. We are out here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Tomball Parkway. Come on up, hang out with us right across the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come on by, hang out. This is a great location. We've been up here quite a bit over the years. Today's Dirty's Daily is powered by the penny. Did you know they made the last penny today?
I did not know that.
Did you know they're not making any more pennies?
Damn, I did not know
yesterday,
that.
Yesterday, yeah, it was actually the 12th. What was that? So it was yesterday.
You know Andy knows.
Andy, the old white guy that's a weatherman gives a traffic update, said, no, it was yesterday. No more pennies being made.
Of course Andy knows that.
No more. Are you going to miss the penny, Tyler?
No.
I mean, here's the deal. There are over 300 billion in circulation today, so we're not going to run. They say we got enough in circulation right now that it's going to be 33 years before we run out of pennies. I don't know how we're going to run out of them. I guess people are going to start rat-holing them or something.
What channel you think is Andy's news channel?
I don't know, but Andy knew it, man.
C-SPAN. No, he's a local news guy. He's got to be one of them. Andy, at 10 o'clock, that news is being watched.
Got to get that forecast at the least.
I don't know if he's ABC. I don't know if he's NBC. It is watched.
Powered by the penny. I'm going to tell you, man, the penny's been around for 232 years. Andy, did you know that? 232 years. Yeah, entered circulation in 1792.
Andy caught that whole news story.
And how about this? Somebody said they stamped the last five, I think. The last five ever printed, they stamped with a certain Omega mark so that they can auction them off in the future so they can identify literally the last five pennies ever put into circulation.
I got a bunch in my car.
Did you know this? Did you know this? That the penny.
Are we still on the penny?
Yeah. The penny, it costs more to produce than it's worth.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before.
like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, maybe that makes sense.
Yeah. The 3.69 cents, Andy, to be exact. 3.69 cents to produce one penny. So it obviously was not a it was a costly endeavor.
Copper price is going up, yeah.
Andy. Yeah, yeah. Well, and did you know this?
It's not Fox with Andy. It's got to be one of the other three.
The U.S. Mint, the U.S. Mint is in Philly. Did you know that 30% of their employees are veterans? Did you know that, Andy? I've not hit anything. You must have read the same article, man.
You watched the whole news story. I'm telling you, he sits up there at 10 o'clock. That is a prime news story.
Nine billion pennies are used each year.
Points.
300 in circulation, 900 used each year. Boy, there's a lot of people out there sitting on pennies now.
I got a bunch of them.
A lot of folks sitting on pennies. You too good to use them?
When I get change, I got a little change spot in the car, and it is loaded up with pennies.
When we run out, what are they going to do? Do you think the company's going to round up and give us our change or round down and give us our change?
I have not given that much thought.
They're going to round up and give us our change, and then they're going to keep the leftovers because eventually the pennies that are left over are going to equal nickels, dimes, and they're going to get us again. They're going to find a way to get us again. But Dirty's Daily is powered by the penny, no doubt about it. All right, the backup quarterback.
KHOU, that's my final answer.
By the way, before I go any further, everybody in the building, Miss Scarlett right here.
Miss Scarlett.
This week is Miss Scarlett. It's her 10-year anniversary.
Damn,
at this
Scarlett.
Location right here.
Come on, give her a hand.
10 years.
She's here every time we're here taking care of her.
10 years in the same Buffalo Wild Wings, rocking and rolling. This week is her 10-year anniversary. And she ain't bull jiving because we've done several shows from this location, and she has been the only bartender in the building every single time.
Do it later.
Every single time. So not only has she been here 10 years, she is doing a jam-up good job and ain't afraid of a little work, damn it, and some long hours because she's on her feet getting it done. And the bar is full before the tables are full, so clearly she's keeping the patrons happy while she's doing her job. So, Miss Scarlett, congratulations. Well done. Good job. And I hope you get however many more you want. I don't know that you want 10 more, Scarlett, but if you want 10 more, I hope you get 10 more, sister. Good job.
Scarlett.
Davis Mills, he's a starting quarterback this week for the Texans, y'all. And I don't know how much thought anybody's ever put into the life of a backup quarterback, but I've been one before. And this right here is precisely how you want it to work out, Ron. This is precisely how you want it to work out. It starts with 2 years since his last start, right? So you get in the league while you're cheap, you know, you play a little bit, and people really don't expect you to do much because the organization was so dysfunctional. But you play well enough and do enough for people to have confidence in you as a backup, right? So the start is good. And then you go 2 years with no start, right? You back up a rookie quarterback. He's drafted in front of you. He goes, plays rookie of the year level, and clearly is going to be the face of the franchise moving forward. So 2 years you sit, you don't play. It's that easy, man. This week, if you hadn't heard, D'Amico Ryans announced to open his press conference today that C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, and who was the other one?
And Fairbairn.
And that's right, Kyahmi Fairbairn. Those three guys are out again this week. Not like the organization to come out and be that transparent this early, but those three guys are out. So we do know Davis Mills is starting again this week. It's the Tennessee Titans. We should be fine. Barring something crazy happening, we should be fine this week. Hey, Tyler, I know the folks that are listening, they may not all know, but Tyler went to school with my wife for a good chunk. Hell, all the way up, didn't you, T?
Yeah, elementary through high school, man.
That's right. That's all the way up.
That sure is beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing, ain't it? Well, nice. Here's the deal. This is actually really cool. So my wife finds out yesterday that they are opening a 25-year time capsule at her elementary. So her teacher, her teachers in 25 years ago in elementary, they put a time capsule and let all the kids bring something, whatever at that point in time was important to them. And they put it in some kind of time capsule. And apparently, well, hell, Tyler, you were there. Did y'all bury it in the ground somewhere?
Yeah, man. I remember the day out there at Stephen F. Austin, them digging that hole as us little kids watching us all burying something in this big old time capsule. I can't remember what I put in it, but I do remember the moment.
So they are.
You got to be there for that.
This is the 25-year mark. They're digging up this 25-year time capsule.
Be there.
25 years, and they're inviting all those kids from that class back up there to claim their. Their findings in this thing.
Go Gators.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I thought that
does she remember at all what she put in?
She does not remember.
Or is she drawing a blank like Tyler?
She does not remember what she put. Either she doesn't remember or she's hiding it from me telling me she doesn't remember.
I remember doing this. I just don't remember what school I did it for.
What if I show up there and it's a love letter from my wife to Tyler or something?
I can guarantee you and promise that won't be what's in there.
Okay,
I'm glad you jumped in there. I was going to say, I didn't know that they had a thing.
The old cat gets let out of the bag from old elementary school that my wife, she liked big-headed guys back then, too.
We liked it with blonde tips.
I mean, you don't have much of a response. I thought that was really cool.
I think it is cool. Yeah, it is. I am wondering what they – I'm surprised that you guys don't remember what you put in it.
None of them did. She's got one girlfriend that said she thinks she wrote a letter to herself and put it in there.
I'm trying to think of what this idiot Tyler put in
there. I mean, Tyler, what grade was that, T? Was that fifth grade?
Fifth grade, yes, sir.
So right before y'all left. I mean, that had to be something with motorbikes or something, right?
Doc Martens.
Ooh, you might be onto something.
Doc Martens.
What did
you put in it? A black trench coat and some Doc Martens.
Something with motocross is a solid guess.
Ooh, that is good. That is good.
What did he say?
Something with motocross is a solid guess. I was thinking maybe something with horses for low. Maybe she.
It's a great one.
I don't know if she was into them. Yeah, she was into them that early because her grandmother her grandfather got her into them and her aunt got her into them pretty early. I don't know if she was showing them, but she got into it pretty early.
Old Mrs. Sterner, she kept her horse at that horse stable right behind my house, too.
God, I want to know what you put in there, Tyler.
You mean Miss Lewis? Miss Sterner didn't have no horse, cuz.
Yeah, you got me.
I promise you, we wasn't in the owning horse world. We weren't in that world, Chief. We was just trying to keep that old truck from getting repoed, if you know what I mean.
Old bits and spurs, man.
We wasn't feeding horses. We was making sure that Hank and Clint had a little dinner. We damn sure wasn't worried about feeding no horses, Chief. What do you think you'd have put in there, Ron?
Man, fifth grade, I was really into the Power Rangers. That point in my walk.
That's a good one too.
I don't think I've ever.
I had a Zord. Maybe that would have been too valuable to me.
I definitely would have put the my.
You guessed it. I was the Black Ranger. I was Zach, the black guy who was the Black Ranger. They could have shook that up.
I think I would have put. I'd have put my.
You got to remember, this is fifth grade though.
I would have put my pony's jersey, football jersey in there.
Oh, would you?
The ponies, man. Back in Optimus, Little League football, man. Optimus ponies. Team I played with me and my brother. I got to play up a grade because my brother was smaller and I was bigger. I got to play up.
Yeah.
I think that was fifth grade. It was a pony.
What number was it?
Pony or co? It was a big number because I was a big fella.
That was the time when the size decided your number.
If I was playing quarterback, it was because I was bigger than everybody and they couldn't tackle me. So it was just I would drag them down the field. I'd drag them for an extra 5 yards or something. Short yardage quarterback. Everything else was linebacker and running back and all this bigger with the bigger guys played. Not quite O-line, D-line, but the bigger linebacker, tailback, fullback.
Linebacker, tailback.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can guess it wasn't for speed either. So.
That power, baby. You wouldn't go down.
Straight power, man. That's
text line, by the way, coming in said, I was about 18, and I was at that game that Clint threw four picks. I think being the backup quarterback is one of the best jobs in the NFL, someone texted.
It is until you throw four picks in the second half against the Giants.
Yep.
It is until that happens, and then it all comes crumbling down, boys.
Well, then maybe you could be Nate Peterman. Peterman just kept getting those opportunities.
Yeah, look, he
threw five and got a job.
Well, you do that, and then you learn all the lessons. You know, typically you'd like to play a little bit of quarterback and kind of learn one lesson every game or maybe one every two games.
All in a half.
Learning all those hard lessons that don't throw it back across your body, Don't you know? Don't throw the
oh,
big
you felt
route
good. Like, you tried to throw across that. One of your picks was a throw across the body.
Well, it wasn't necessarily. It wasn't near as what you see these guys do nowadays. It was one that it was one. I threw back across the middle of the field, not necessarily back across my body. I was set to throw.
But you threw the middle of the field late.
And that linebacker was late. It was a dig route late, and that linebacker was hard
still,
left.
Still
and
he, remembers it.
That linebacker was hard left, and I never saw him. And when I threw it, he undercut my dig route, and then I underthrew the guard. For some reason, coach had me throwing a jump ball to Rocket Ishmael. In the end zone. That's the hard part. Is drove him right down the field, touchdown to go up 31-7.
Did y'all end up losing?
I think it was 30.
That?
Yeah, in overtime.
Oh boy.
I think it was that touchdown would have come out of halftime. Throw a touchdown to Jackie Harris, and it's a
tight end.
It's a terrible call. They call pass interference. Come back. I throw an interception the next play, and then just goes south.
Now, did you play the
drive
whole
right
way
back,
through?
Go drive up down the field again. I throw another interception in the end zone to my left.
Did they get you out of there, or did you play the?
They benched me for Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf got the last drive in the fourth quarter in the overtime and couldn't pull it out for us. Hmm. Kerry Collins, Sean Payton, Kerry Collins, that whole crew.
That crew over there. The Giants team later go to a Super Bowl.
They put it on us, man. And needless to say, they ended my time on the field. I got a couple more years in backup, but it ended my time on the field.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.